Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, July 5th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19, and the dew point is 52 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann held a town hall in western Kansas. J.P. Bazette explains.
It's part of a 60-county Mann listening tour. The Kansas Republican discussed issues related to the Biden administration, Kansas agriculture, and the Farm Bill. He expressed concerns about national debt, illegal immigration, and the elimination of tax provisions that affect farmers and small businesses. Mann emphasized the need for fiscal responsibility and unity regardless of party lines. He has represented the state's big first district since 2021 and serves on several House committees.
A traffic alert for Northwest Kansas drivers. Work begins Monday on a resurfacing project along U.S. Highway 83 in Decatur and Sheridan counties. Beginning July 8th, mill and overlay work will begin just north of the K-383 junction, working northward nearly 10 miles. During the project, traffic will be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car. I'm Jared Cirillo.
When the to-do list is long, an average skid steer won't cut it. Prairieland Partners has your solution. The John Deere G-Series, built to break the mold with pushing power and leverage to carve out piles and handle large loads. For a limited time, apply for 0% interest on select skid steers during the summer model year closeout. Hurry, offer ends July 31st, 2024. Some restrictions apply. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Learn more and get involved at Easter.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. One person is dead and three others were hurt when a severe storm hit Wilson Lake overnight on Wednesday, flipping campers parked at the lake for Independence Day. Russell County Sheriff Andrew Vanderweeg reported that numerous 911 calls were received after the storm hit at approximately 11:52 p.m. on Wednesday, and callers were saying that multiple campers had been blown over. During the search and rescue efforts, authorities said they found three people injured who were transported to local hospitals, and 64-year-old Christopher Montoya of Holyrood, Kansas, who was found deceased in the Hell Creek Park area. Montoya was transported to a local mortuary, and an autopsy was scheduled for later on Thursday to determine the cause of death, according to the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office said on Thursday morning that cleanup efforts were underway, and everyone who goes to Wilson Lake is encouraged to use caution due to debris that may be on the roads, parks, and in the water. Power was interrupted in parts of Manuka Park due to the storm and was expected to be restored. People who need assistance in getting campers, boats, and other property recovered are encouraged to call 911 so the Russell County Sheriff's Office, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and the Army Corps of Engineers can assist. The Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Wildlife and Parks, Russell County EMS, Lucas Fire Department, Dorrance Fire Department, and the Army Corps of Engineers all assisted Wednesday night and early on Thursday. Sweeping changes to Kansas law enforcement powers took effect July 1st, and the changes follow recommendations from a special committee established in 2023. Civil asset seizure and forfeiture is the process by which law enforcement can claim cash and property alleged to be connected to a crime, whether someone is convicted or not. Law enforcement relies on this tool for what they say is a means to remove financial incentives and the means of trafficking narcotics. State and local law enforcement departments report civil asset seizure and forfeiture to the KBI, and the 2023 report shows departments seized more than $3.9 million in cash and property. On completed forfeiture actions, law enforcement departments reported $2.3 million in property and cash reported as forfeiture. departments in nearly half of Kansas counties are reporting incidents of seizure and forfeiture. And in the 2023 report, 68.5% of the forfeitures went uncontested. Additional changes in the law will remove simple possession and use of drugs from the crimes that allows for seizure and forfeiture. Law enforcement would have a shorter window to request forfeiture from 45 to 14 days. The burden of proof to prove the forfeiture case is significantly higher, requiring clear and convincing evidence. And if people receive more than half of their property back, the seizing agency will pay for attorney's fees. The funds collected from forfeitures can be used towards approved expenditures for law enforcement, including equipment, operations, prevention programs, vehicles, training, and overtime. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt recently announced that the Kansas Department of Insurance has made its annual distribution to local firefighter relief associations, or FRAs, and pursuant to the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act, $18,912,365.52 has been distributed among 553 local FRAs throughout the state. Commissioner Schmidt said firefighters work to keep us safe, and the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act acknowledges those efforts by providing additional protections for firefighters and their loved ones. She said the act not only gives first responders needed safety nets, but it also allows local communities to provide their citizens with improved firefighting equipment and resources. The funds from the Kansas Firefighter Relief Act are generated by a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lightning insurance premiums written in Kansas. And associations primarily use their distributed funds for insurance premiums and safety enhancements. The relief funds may pay for the health, accident, disability, and life insurance premiums of local firefighters. Safety enhancements such as new fire trucks, fire station building improvements, and firefighting gear can be purchased through relief funds loaned to local governing entities. In Nebraska news, a patient at a Nebraska mental health hospital that escaped on Tuesday has been found and arrested after running from law enforcement on top of a train. 31-year-old Justin Darrow escaped from the Lincoln Regional Medical Center during Tuesday night's severe weather in Lincoln. He was previously convicted in 2005 for felony attempted strangulation and assault of the first degree. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, the Butler County Sheriff's Office had reported they believed Darrow was at a residence in Ulysses, and a few minutes later, deputies reported Darrow had left the residence and fled as they tried to contact him. Law enforcement followed Darrow's vehicle, and the vehicle became disabled near a railroad crossing west of Temora, south of Highway 34. Darrow then climbed onto a stopped coal train and ran on top of the train cars when a Nebraska State Patrol K-9 was deployed. He then jumped to another train, and a trooper then deployed a beanbag round, stopping Darrow. Darrow resisted arrest but was taken into custody, and he's now lodged in Lancaster County Corrections with charges pending. A man accused in a brutal assault that left a woman seriously injured will be arraigned in district court. Buffalo County court records show that 38-year-old Justin Haddenfelt was charged with first-degree assault, strangulation, and suffocation and burglary. Authorities said Haddenfelt broke into a woman's Kearney home last February and assaulted her, leaving her unconscious and seriously injured while her two kids were inside the home. And the Nebraska State Patrol reported that he was arrested days later after getting into a wreck south of Alda. Court records show Haddenfelt's bond has been set at $500,000, and he is set to be arraigned in district court on August 16th. A Nebraska farmer was sentenced Wednesday for defrauding the federal government of almost $200,000. U.S. District Court Judge John Girard ordered 39-year-old Daniel Butt of Grand Island to spend 5 years on probation for bankruptcy fraud and making a false statement on a loan application. In addition to the probation, he will spend 8 weekends in jail and must repay $192,758.61 to the Farm Service Agency, which is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, from 2016 to 2018, Butt lied about owning cattle to obtain two loans from the agency, agreeing to use the money for farming expenses. However, when he later went through bankruptcy proceedings, he said he never owned cattle, and that raised eyebrows, so investigators started investigating him. They discovered that he had been using the loan money for car payments, ATM withdrawals, and other personal expenses. And meanwhile, he was writing bad checks to the Farm Service Agency and withholding money he had made from farming in violation of the loan terms. The U.S. Attorney's Office said he sold grain using family members' names to avoid paying the revenue to the government and then lied about that under oath in bankruptcy court. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Listen, then speak. That's how I get to know you, your personal situation, and your individual goals. Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. I believe that smart answers come from listening to your questions. Let me show you the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Listen, then speak. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program, or NOCCSP, where farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses. The purpose of the NOCCSP is to defray the cost of receiving and maintaining organic certification under the National Organic Program. The Kansas Department of Agriculture may provide reimbursements to certified organic operators for 75% of their operations' total allowable certification costs, up to a maximum of $750 per certification scope. And the scopes include the areas of crops, livestock, wild crops, and handling or processing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency awards the NOCCSP funds to eligible state agencies who work directly with organic operations to reimburse organic certification costs. The Kansas Department of Agriculture can reimburse costs incurred from October 1, 2023 through September 30, 2024, and applications are being accepted now through October 31, 2024, or until all the funds are expended, whichever comes first. Applications may be submitted either by mail or email. It's the mission of the Kansas Department of Agriculture to support all facets of agriculture, including lending support to those who wish to market and sell their products as certified organic. For more information, you can go to the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/OCCSP or contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture Grants Coordinator, Brittany Grother, at 785-564-6797. This year's list of Kansas Notable Books continues the tradition of celebrating the rich stories and culture of Kansas, as each year the Kansas Notable Books list features 15 books published during the previous calendar year, which are about or set in Kansas or written by a Kansas author. This year's selection committee includes representatives of public, university, and regional libraries, academics, and writers. Kansas Notable Books authors will be awarded their medals at the Kansas Book Festival on September 27th at Washburn University. For more information or questions about Kansas Notable Books program, you can visit kslib.info/notablebooks, or you can contact the State Library of Kansas at 785-296-3296. The community is reminded that the Norton City Code 15210C for water restrictions began on Monday, May 27th, and will run through Labor Day. The restrictions and rules that apply include that there's no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. People with home addresses ending in odd numbers can water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in even numbers can water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants, though there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses, including car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd-even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and it furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the restrictions or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. You can read the full executive order on the Norton City website at cityofnorton.com. Marsha Ann Euling passed away on June 11, 2024, at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney, Nebraska, at the age of 78. A graveside service will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, July 6th at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena with Pastor Ron Martin officiating. Memorials may be made to the Almena City Library, and Olive Bovey Memorial Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There's a chance of showers between noon and 4 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 82 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation today of 40%. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with the low around 58 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming southeast in the evening. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 89. On Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 79. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 83. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 89. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise sunny with a high near 91. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 91. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. It is 7:21.